light just made in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Ephesians 5. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be any hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, 2023, we start with you, Lord. We pray that as we've come together this morning, that our minds and our hearts are ready to receive your word. And that as your word speaks to us, Lord, that it, as the light, may enlighten us, may help us to see ourselves, those areas in our lives that you know we need changes. And we need to make improvements. We pray that as we look at your word, that we might be challenged with where we are right now and what we're hoping for and what we're reaching for to obtain. Help us, Lord. Bless us, guide us, strengthen us, Lord, to do the work you've called us to do. Bless and help us, Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled this New Year, New You. I drive an Infiniti QX60. And I've been driving this car, an Infiniti QX60, for probably about 4 years. However, the Infiniti QX60 that I'm currently driving is not the same Infiniti QX60 I was driving last week. You see, I've had an Infiniti QX60, not the same one I'm driving today. for a number of years. I like the Infiniti QX60, which is why I purchased another Infiniti QX60. The reason I purchased another Infiniti QX60, first and foremost, is because I like the Infiniti QX60. Just so that's clear off the table, right? The second reason I got an Infiniti QX60 is because the previous Infiniti QX60 was starting to make some noises and have some problems. And I took it to the mechanic, and the mechanic said, I can fix it. It's going to cost you about $7,000. To which I said, I think it's time to get a new Infiniti QX60. See, I got the same car made by the same people. It's the same model. It's a new year. It's a newer year. Same type of car, same class, same maker, different car, an upgrade. And as we're coming into 2023, as we're here in 2023, can you believe it? 2023 already? I was getting texts at 11:59, 12:01, 12:02, 12:03, which I saw very early this morning at 6 a.m. Yeah, slept right through all that other stuff. Amen. I see a bunch of you going, yeah. We was all in the same zone. We was all talking to the same angels up there. But this new year has ushered in, and just like that, this car, hey, you're not going to get a new lease of life. You're not going to, but there is something new that's in store for you in 2023. Couldn't rhyme it with the two. All right. Let's look at Ephesians 5, 1 through 20. As I was reading here, I was finding some things that I think are applicable to us where we are today. The first thing that Paul writes there, he says, be imitators of God, dear children. Be imitators of God, dear children. Walk in love as Christ has also loved us and given us himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. As we're thinking about this new year and this new you, the first thing I want to say, and as I was sharing when Cedric was talking about on Christ, singing that song, Christ, this foundation we have on Jesus Christ, the very first thing is we need to be imitators of God. If we're looking forward to 2023, you've got to be looking at something. Got to be looking at someone. And Paul jumps straight out and just tells us exactly what we need to do. As children, first of all, be imitators of God. And if you see the image I have up there of this young man with these clothes just hanging all out. Now, I remember oftentimes looking at my dad getting dressed. And I want to throw some Old Spice up on my cheeks too. Yeah. Even though I didn't have one hair or shave one bit at all. But I saw Dad do it, I want to do it, right? And as children, you see your mother, and she's getting dressed, or she's cooking, or she's doing this, or she's saying that. You know how we are as kids. We never think we're going to, I'll never do what mom says, and talk like mom talks, and act like she, and the older you start getting, the more you start looking in the mirror and going, yeah, that's mom right there. That's dad right there. Uh-huh. I was having a conversation with my son Angel just a couple days ago, and he was sharing something, and as he was talking, I said, that's me right there. That's me. That's me right there. Yes, you are my son. You are my son. And it's the same thing with us and God. God is what? God is this big H word. And that's what we all ought to be also, right? Be ye holy. As who? As he is holy. As God is holy. We ought to have the characteristic of God. God is a holy God. And what does that mean, holy? What does it mean, holy? set apart. And somebody said, I think I heard somebody say that. If not, I put it in there for you. You set apart. What else? What? Pure, clean. You know, here's a God that hates evil, that hates all sorts of evil. That evil can't be in the same presence of God, right? And this is God saying, look, there's a certain standard. There's a certain way of living. There's a certain way of doing things that I have in store for each and every one of you. First of all, I live it. I live a holy life. God does. And he's our Father, right? When we pray, our Father in heaven. So we're looking at God. We're looking at through the Word. We're looking at the life of Jesus Christ. And what we're trying to do is imitate. Look at Jesus for a moment. You remember Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, and the disciples come back. Why were they perplexed that Jesus was talking to this woman? Well, he was doing something against the custom of that day. He was talking to a woman for a reason, talking to a Samaritan woman for a reason. He's trying to start breaking down these barriers and these walls that man had put up right now. And his first thing was to show by his very presence, his love, his acceptance, him being able to even tolerate her sinfulness and all of that. Here he is demonstrating all of this, him breaking cultural norms in order to be able to talk to this woman at this time, showing that she is more valuable than even all the rules that are around. And what Jesus does is he comes and he loves and he interacts with people and he's challenged with them. Look how even his own disciples, you know how many times he's sitting there like, they're not getting this thing. I'm telling them about who I am and this kingdom I'm coming. And still, even toward the end of his ministry, when he's getting ready to leave, they're fighting who's going to sit on the left and the right of him. When he goes, you know, and all of a sudden, are they even getting it? But Jesus is patient with them. Jesus loves. Jesus loved the Samaritan woman. Jesus interacted with lepers. Jesus put himself in compromising situations. Well, in a sense. Obviously, we know who Jesus is. There's no situation that he's going to be compromised in. But he put himself out there and demonstrated a love that no one has ever demonstrated before, because that is his nature. His nature is love. God is love. And so everything that he does, he emulates, he lives out love. And if we are his children, then guess what we need to do? We need to do likewise. We need to love like Jesus loved. We need to reach out to other people, just like Jesus did, even when they're not in our social circles, even if they're not in our, you know, same race, same political affiliation, all these type of things. Whatever the barrier is, through Christ, we can break it down and see a person that needs love, a person that we need to be able to reach out to and talk to. And so we want to be imitators of God, all right? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 15:14. 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Maybe in 2023, you go, you know what, to this year, I want to love more and more like Jesus loved. I want to make it my mission. And I'm not saying this is something easy to do. No, it's hard to love. It's hard to really love people the way God loves us. But it can be something you can put on your list for this year. To say, here's something that while it's difficult, I know I need to do it in order to be able to look more and more like the God that I serve. And so, Lord, help me. Help me to love like you love. Help me to imitate you and to walk in love as Christ also walked in love, gave himself up for it. That's the beautiful thing about this, right? He gives us an example. He doesn't just make a statement. He says, be imitators of God as dear children, walk in love as Christ has loved us and given himself for us in offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Here's what Jesus did. You go do likewise. Second, look at verses 3-8. But fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fit, not fitting, but rather give thanks. Look at all this. He's saying, look, there is an expectation. If you are gods, if you're gods, if you're a child of God, if you're claiming Christian, then there ought to be some sort of expectations placed upon us as Christians. You go to the doctor, you expect the doctor to have good bedside manner. You expect the doctor to be knowledgeable. You expect the doctor to give you the right advice. There's just some expectations that because of that title, there's some things that are just inherently expected upon on that person. Expectations placed on that person. Should the word Christian just mean nothing? I mean, should there be expectations that when we say we're Christian, should there be an expectation placed upon us? And even allowing the world to say, oh yeah, that's when it is. And how do we know? Look how he loves. Look how he or she serves. Look at what they spend their money on. Look at what they spend their time doing. And you see what I'm saying? All of this, as we look at our lives, you know, it ought to say Christian. And not only that, the decisions that we make, what we say yes to and what we say no to are vitally important for us in our walk with the Lord. A lot of options out here. A lot of options for us. It's almost like thinking about having, you know, in the cartoon, sometimes you'll see like the angel and the devil on the shoulder, you know, and he got all these different options, and one's whispering, and you're like, go ahead and do it, bro, go ahead and do it. The other one's like, no, don't do it, bro, don't do it. And you're sitting there trying to figure all this stuff out. Well, here's the key. Who do I listen to? Whoever's talking this. This is who you listen to. Whoever is speaking the truth of the word of God, that's what we ought to listen to. We've got to learn. Probably the most important thing we have to learn as Christians is what to say no to. What to say no to. And Paul's sharing this and saying, look, there's so much stuff that you just need to be able to say no to and determine in your heart and in your mind that it is not something that's going to bless you. It's not something that's going to help you in your Christian walk. It's not something that's going to be pleasing to God. It's not something he's going to say as he's opening those gates, good job, you did that or you did this. If it doesn't fall in those categories where something that you know God is going to be pleased with, then I got to say no. I got to say no. And the thing about saying no, if you notice, look there at verse 6, it says, let no one deceive you with empty words. You know, one of the things we're going to recognize is that there is someone called the devil. We have an enemy. And this enemy, he's constantly on the prowl, constantly attacking and all of that. And so what we need to do is recognize that there are going to be opposing voices to God's. And that means you really got to fine-tune things so that we can hear, is this God or someone else? Is it God? See, Let no one deceive you with empty words. As I was thinking about this, my mind went to Romans chapter 6. Because in Romans chapter 6, Paul is really talking about this thing called grace. And he's dealing with the fact that there were some people saying, you know, look, man, now that we've got this beautiful thing called grace, man, if we just keep sinning, God's just going to keep saving. You keep sinning, he's just going to keep us saving. And so what they were doing is actually teaching other people, saying, look, you've got a license to sin. You've got a license because God is forgiving. The more you sin, the more he forgives. And he loves forgiving, so just keep on sinning. Keep on sinning, and he'll just keep on forgiving. And the theologians in the room go, huh? Right? No, that's not the case. He saves us, he liberates us from sin, not so that we can go back under the slave master, but so now we can be in this freedom that we have, that he gave us, that he liberated us from. And now we want a desire to live for him. He says, let no one deceive you with empty words. Because of these things, the wrath of God has come upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. And lastly, and probably one of the most challenging things we're going to have to be dealing with this whole year, probably one of the most challenging things we've dealt with last year and the years before, using our time wisely. See then, he says, that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. He says, see then that you walk circumspectly. What he means is carefully, observant, acknowledging all the different circumstances. Looking, as you look at life, as we look at life, we're looking at life from and living a life that we're very careful in what we do and how we think and all of that. In our walk, we want to walk in wisdom. And then he says, redeeming the time. I put a verse in there, Psalm chapter 90, where it says, Lord, teach us to number our days. And I don't know if anything that probably time has taught us is that life is short. Life is really short. And we've been, he tells us earlier on, maybe you give him 70 years, maybe 80 years, you know. God blesses us with this thing called time. And even if he blessed you with 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, even 100 years. If you look at it over time, it's nothing. It's a drop. It's not even a drop in the bucket as we relate to eternity. And that means what we have is such a valuable commodity called time. And how we use it is going to determine so many things. I guess probably the last thing I want to challenge you with is using your time in 2023 in ways that are going to bless and benefit the kingdom of God and bless you in the kingdom of God as you are a contributor to the things of the kingdom. There's a message that needs to go out, and we need people to be able to share the message. We need people dedicated, committed to say, to go share with others and tell others of the good news of Jesus Christ. There's an enemy that is working overtime in order to make sure that other people have that other option, the option to deny Christ and live for self and live for the flesh. And we have the message of the gospel, but you've got to put it out there. You've got to be intentional in going out there and sharing this message with people. So I want to challenge you to use your time in 2023. Yeah, I'm still going to be writing it on the checks too. Why? It's going to take a month or two. All right. But that we might utilize our time in sharing the message with other people. Lord, Lord, teach us and help us to be more diligent in our studies and coming to Bible study and helping out and teaching Bible studies. Lord, help us to be more diligent and use our time for something that's going to be a blessing to others. Lord, we've been putting the announcements out. We need workers at the food pantry. If you're available during the week, and could you give some time to blessing and helping some people? I see that there's sign-up sheets in the front for new the ministries and the small groups and all that. Again, maybe this is the year to dedicate and say, you know what, I want to be a part of a small group. I want to grow in my understanding of the Word of God. I want to grow in the relationships I have with people right here at Green Bank. And so in order for me to do that, guess what? I've got to be intentional. I've got to break out of my comfort zone. Instead of being at home, maybe I can maybe just dedicate to say, maybe I'll just start slow and just come one Wednesday night, or one Thursday night, or whatever the small groups are. We're going to have a small group on Tuesday for the marriage, and we're going to be talking about a vision for your marriage. Maybe you've never stepped out for something like that, and you go, it's going to be weird for me to go out because I've never been out before. Hey, this is the time. This is your opportunity to step out and do something new. Yeah, it's going to be strange for a little bit. That's normal. But this is a new opportunity for you to just be able to say, you know what, I'm going to do something different. It's going to feel a little bit weird, but it passes really quick, doesn't it? And we're not that bad people. We don't hurt nobody, not purposely at least. But you see what I'm saying? This is a great, great new opportunity. Time is before us. Whatever's happened in the past has happened. You can be intentional and start charting a new course forward. Amen. Pray with me if you would. Father in heaven, help us, Lord, as we come into 2023, as we're here in 2023, as we move forward in 2023, Lord, we're thankful for, we know it's just a new day. We went to sleep last night, we woke up this morning, and now we're in 2023. But yet, Lord, there's a new opportunity for us as we stop and reflect on where we are, on where we need to go, as we look at some things that we've done in the past that we say, you know what, I don't want to carry this into this new year. I can make a change. Help us, Lord, to make decisions, to make wise decisions, to make the best decisions. Help us as we move forward, Lord, recognizing that there's so much ahead of us. There's uncertainty, there's triumph, there's tragedy, there's so much in front of us, Lord. And yet, Lord, you're already ahead of us. You already know, you're already there. Give us strength, Lord, for each and every day. Help us, Lord, as our mind is opened, as our perspectives, as our purpose is challenged. Help us this year, Lord. Forgive us of the sins that we've committed. Forgive us of our inattention. Forgive us of our laziness. And forgive us of the actions that we've done that have harmed others. Forgive us, Lord, of whatever's happened in the past. And help us today, Lord, to decide to do something different, to grow in you, to grow on purpose in you, Lord. Bless us, guide us, protect us, and keep us, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to close, as I always close, giving somebody an opportunity to start right with Jesus.